2-Minute Christianity. 50 Big Ideas Every Christian Should Understand. Chapter 11. Paul's Famous Creed. The Gospel of Mark was the earliest gospel, written in roughly 70 CE, but Paul wrote his first letter to the church in Corinth more than a decade earlier. This passage makes the earliest claim of the resurrection of Jesus. Quote, "For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have died." Unquote. Claims about the dating of this important passage vary widely. Some argue that it preceded Paul's letter. They say it appears to be in a different style, as if it were a creedal statement believers would have recited. One example familiar to modern Christians is the Apostles' Creed. That is, though Paul wrote this epistle about 30 years after the crucifixion, this fragment had been an oral creed since just a few years after Jesus' death. They cite this as evidence that belief in the resurrection was years earlier than Paul's writing. This popular claim fails under inspection. If the passage is a creed, then it's not evidence for the resurrection. A creed is a faith statement, a statement of what people believe, not why others should believe it. It even sounds like one. There is no mention of date or location, like a newspaper article would have, and the passage states, "Christ died for our sins," as dogma. That is, beliefs not subject to debate, without evidence. The different style that Christians point to might instead suggest that a copyist inserted it decades after Paul wrote the original. The gap from the authorship of this epistle to our oldest copy is about 150 years. That means a lot of opportunity for hanky-panky, as scribes copied and recopied the letter, especially during the early turbulent years of the new religion of Christianity when dogma was still being decided. We can only guess what changes were made. There are other reasons to question this passage as evidence for Christianity. Jesus, quote, "raised on the third day according to the Scriptures," unquote, is a reference to the book of Jonah, quote, "Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights," unquote. But the resurrection can't be, according to this scripture, when the author of Jonah wasn't making a prophecy. And this prophecy fails since Jesus was dead for only two nights, from Friday evening to Sunday morning. Finally, each gospel makes clear that women were the first to see the risen Jesus, but Paul ignores them in his chronological list of witnesses. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, and a supernatural claim like the resurrection is certainly extraordinary. Paul's 1 Corinthians 15 passage at best says that the resurrection was an early Christian belief, but it is poor evidence that the resurrection was a historical event. What do you think? Add a comment, and don't forget to like and subscribe. To read the text of this chapter with references, go to 2minutechristianity.com and search for this chapter. Or buy the book and get all 50 chapters at once. Thanks for your interest.